Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Harris. With me are my guys, Kyle Yates and Mike Tagliere. You can find us on Twitter at DanHarris80, at KyleYNFL, and at Mike Tagliere NFL. Boys, how you doing today?
So I'm just going to go ahead and say that I had blood pulled from me, like a lot of blood pulled from me this morning. So if I'm under the weather, if
willingly,
I sound a little bit different, you guys can understand. And look, if you're watching on the YouTube channel, you can see I legit had blood pulled this morning. It was like, I don't know what they're called, those things that they pull it out into, but they had to do like five different ones. So
okay, first of all, okay, I'm not a doctor, but it's blood drawn. I don't know what pulled out of your body is.
It was pulled out of my body, Dan.
Pulled willingly, voluntarily.
Right. No, it's like a Marvel villain coming in and being like, give me your blood. Something. I don't know. But that's just normal drawing blood tags. You're fine. But you know what this is. Yeah, you know what this is, right? What he's doing.
Yeah.
He's making an excuse 100%. Already yep. for his first ever
he's scared.
Loss.
He's scared.
I didn't lose yet.
That's what I'm saying. You're obviously making the excuse in case you do lose in Fantasy Feud, which is what we are going to be playing today. And now that Tex is clearly not at 100% or already preparing to lose, my excitement for today's Fantasy Feud exists on several levels. Number one, we got the most responses ever that we have ever got, nearly 900 responses.
That's
to
crazy.
Our Fantasy Feud. So one thing is, if you fall behind a little bit early, Tags, I'm talking to you because I'm not betting on you today, buddy.
Wow.
If you fall, you
did it to
blood.
Yourself.
It's the Michael Jordan flu-food poisoning game. That's
wow.
what it is.
Wow.
So the Michael Jordan food poisoning game is the equivalent of Tags giving a little bit of blood. Let's make sure he's, you know, where that's equated.
Pulling
from.
A little bit of blood.
Pulling.
Pulling. The Marvel superhero pulls blood from you. Anyway, so we've got almost 900 responses. So there are a lot of points to be won. So if anybody falls behind, don't worry about it. There are a lot of points out there because there are a lot of responses. Second, Yates wants this. Yates wants to come after Tags and be the first person to take him down in Fantasy Feud. He posts GIFs. Sorry, I said GIFs. He posts GIFs. He posts hype up music. Yates, are you ready?
I'm so ready, man. So here's the thing. Like, Tags is known as a very competitive person. I'm very competitive. Like, so to be able to go up against him and take him down, which is going to happen today, oh, man, I'm so excited.
All right. Well, look, Yates, my grandmother used to say, you come at the king, you best not miss. And stop feeding your vegetables to your dog. That last part doesn't count, but still, don't miss. Before we get into the feud today and before we talk about what we're going to be doing tomorrow, some news came across the wire right before we started taping. It was from Mike Garofalo on Twitter. It said, Miles Sanders, quote, week to week with a lower body injury, the team says. He doesn't sense any great concern that he's going to miss time, but the team is making sure that players are healthy as possible. That's vague. And we literally, right before we started recording, that came out. So out of curiosity, you're drafting this instant right now. Are you moving Miles Sanders down? Are you moving Boston Scott up? What are you taking away from this right now?
Go ahead, Yates. I'll let you take the first crack at it.
It's just crazy because we literally on yesterday's podcast with Rank, we were talking about Miles Sanders and that he, you know, you're the guy this season, right? Hyping him up. And I think Miles Sanders' stock is just skyrocketing. So then to get this news, it's kind of like, okay, well, let's at least put like a cap on the skyrocketing, right? Like let's put a ceiling on it but if I'm drafting right now, I think this just becomes a tiebreaker. If there is a player that I have ranked very similarly, and I have them in the same range, and I am choosing between the two of them, I might go that other player just because at this time, there's not those concerns. So that's really, I'm not going to be moving him down, though. I'm not going to be adjusting his projections. But for right now, it's just kind of a tiebreaker.
Okay, how about you, Tags? What about Boston Scott? I mean, Boston Scott's a guy who's not really being thought of in drafts, but something happens to Sanders, and despite his size, he's going to be thrown into a huge role.
I have Boston Scott as a top 50 running back this year. So he's not forgotten in my standard. I actually think he's going to have a role in this offense. Now, again, it comes down to what pass catchers are healthy and available for this team, because that's obviously been an issue for them. But yeah, as Yates said, I think it's a tiebreaker for me. And I was already torn between someone like Miles Sanders and Nick Chubb. So if you were drafting this weekend with little knowledge of what's going to take place, I'd probably take Nick Chubb over him. I know Chubb left the other day early, but it was being tested for a concussion. It wasn't like an injury, like, you know, it wasn't an ACL. It wasn't nothing like that. And they're being very vague about it, saying a lower body injury. Like, what is this, hockey? I miss the days when we got specific injury reports, and I'm hoping that comes out. But I really am going to be paying attention to the news cycle this week, because it would not shock me at all if this team went out and signed someone like a Devonta Freeman or maybe an Isaiah Crowell or someone like that. And if they do, that's going to make me a little bit more concerned, because Doug Peterson might be saying, well, maybe Miles Sanders isn't, maybe he won't hold up for this workhorse role. Maybe we do need another running back, and it would just be another guy to siphon touches from him. So I'd probably, if drafting this weekend, I'd put Miles Sanders at the end of that tier of running backs that you think about, like early second round.
Yep. No, I agree. I'm not, you know, moving him huge. I could see dropping him down a spot or something like that. But for right now, it does sound minor. I, you know, color me naive that I was like, well, no preseason games, you know, how many injuries are we really going to see? But you're always going to see injuries. That's what it is. But for now, I agree. Not a huge move. All right. So we've got the feud today. But before we get into it, you might be listening to this podcast, you know, on a podcast app. But you should also check it out, obviously, on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/FantasyPros. We did a podcast last week. I think I can't remember the exact number, but we were around 48,000 subscribers, somewhere closing in on 49,000, maybe. I mean, I checked last night. We were over 51,000, which is amazing, right, guys? I mean, crazy. We're putting out videos and stuff like that, but that number is awesome. I mean, so as a little thank you, we are going to take a little time out of our day tomorrow, Thursday, August 20th. By a little time, I mean 10 hours. And noon to 10 p.m. Eastern time, all day, Fantasy Fest, right on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/FantasyPros. Advice all day long, rankings debates, strategy sessions, sleepers, busts, must-have players, draft philosophy, the gamut. You want to talk about some guests? Let's talk about some guests. Sean Corner, Jake Seeley, Justin Boone, Andy Behrens, Liz Loza, Adam Rank, Jamie Eisenberg, and a ton more. It's going to be great. It's going to be all day. We're doing a giveaway every hour on the hour to our subscribers, legitimately. Every hour on the hour, we're going to be giving away something. This is a thank you from everyone here at Fantasy Pros, except Yates, who did not want to do this and did not want to give back to our listeners at all.
What?
But Yates, let's just be real. I know it's true. I don't know, Yates. I have to throw out an insult. I just got to get you riled up. Jeez. For the feud. No, Yates loves, obviously. Anyway, this is our thank you to our YouTube subscribers, to our regular subscribers, to our listeners of the podcast. It's something that we've been working on. We're really excited about. It's going to be awesome. And there's a ton more content coming, by the way, on our YouTube channels. We're going to be doing videos nonstop in season. There's going to be live streams. There's going to be videos. So again, youtube.com/FantasyPros. Go ahead, click that subscribe button. Thursday, August 20th, Fantasy Fest, noon to 10 Eastern Standard Time, youtube.com/FantasyPros. Don't miss it. All right. Feud. Everybody knows how the Fantasy Feud works at this point. It's basically Family Feud with fantasy on it. Tags is undefeated. Before we get into it, Yates, did you watch Game of Thrones, Yates?
No.
Ugh. Well, then this won't mean anything to you. But there is a scene in it where sort of the you know, patriarch of the big family, the Lannisters, Tywin Lannister, says to his son, Jaime, I need you to become the man that you were meant to be. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next year, now. And that is what I need from you, okay? I need you to stop this endless run of Tags victories because I can't handle it anymore. Are you ready to do it?
Let's do it.
Okay. These surveys were done last week, okay? So bear that in mind. If there's been any sort of news that could affect sort of how you were thinking about it, bear in mind that last week things might have been a tiny bit different. You guys know the drill. You buzz in with your name. The top six answers for every question, I believe, are going to be on the board. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
Ready to rock.
Okay. First category. Name a running back outside the top 12 in ECR that you would love to have as your RB2 this season.
Tags. Yates.
Tags was first. Go ahead.
What? I got that.
No, you didn't. Oh, Tags got it. You think I want Tags when Aaron Jones is the number one answer. 26 people. Number one answer. Tags, pass or play?
I will play.
All right, Tags. Go ahead. Name a running back outside the top 12 in ECR you would love to have as your RB2 this season.
Austin Eckler.
Austin Eckler, your number two answer. Number 22. Ooh, a lot of points. Okay, go ahead, Tex.
All right, James Conner.
James Conner, your number four answer with 9 respondents. Doing well so far, Tex. Go ahead.
All right, Leonard Fournette.
Leonard Fournette should be on that list because he's a rock-solid RB2, but he is not on the list. That is one wrong for you.
Okay, Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley, number three answer. 17 respondents. So, Tags, you are crushing it right now. You've got two left, the number five and the number six. You've got 2 strikes remaining.
I mean, this guy was an RB1 last year. I really don't know if I want him as an RB2, but I think a lot of people do. Chris Carson.
Chris Carson, number six answer with 6 respondents. That is correct. You've got 2 strikes left to get the number five answer and potentially sweep this category.
I'm going to say, David Montgomery.
David Montgomery, because the respondents went beyond just you and Yates, that answer is incorrect, unfortunately. Not comfortable as an RB2. 1 strike left. Yates, start preparing. Start preparing to steal. Go ahead, Tags. Last guess.
All right. I'm going to go with Melvin Gordon.
Melvin Gordon. Excellent guess, but incorrect. Incorrect as the final one. That's 3 strikes. Yates, this is your time. Dig deep. Think about it. Get ready to go. Which running back outside the top 12 would you love to have as your RB2 this season?
Jonathan Taylor.
Taylor.
For the record, that's who I was trying to decide between Melvin Gordon and him, because I would have chosen Taylor, but damn it. I hope you're wrong.
You chose poorly, Tags. Yates, you chose wisely. You are correct. The number 5 answer. Yates, Jonathan Taylor,
number 7.
Oh my God. I don't even know what to do. Hold on. I'm not that great at math. So give me a second.
Oh, that's brutal, man. That's brutal. It's all right, though. It's okay.
I've got it at 87. I hope that's correct. 87 points right off the bat. Now, Tags, what did I say at the beginning? Do not be concerned. We've got a lot of responses. There are a lot of points up for grabs, but I have it right now as 87. To nothing. Way to go, Yates. Before we keep going, I want to tell everybody about Pristine Auction. Now, you know them already. They provide the helmets that we use in our giveaways, including the Devontae Adams signed helmet that we are including in our current Monster giveaway. We talk about Pristine Auction all the time, and I don't know why. Is it the thousands of daily auctions that they offer every day, or is it the incredible range of sports and other memorabilia? Is it the ridiculous prices you can get because there are so many auctions, or is it the fact that it's free to register and free to bid and you only pay if you win? Yes, it is all of those things. I mean, yesterday I saw a signed DJ Moore Panthers jersey for $47.06. That's nuts. This week, by the way, is Fantasy Football Week. It's featured auctions running through Thursday, August 20th, dedicated to active NFL fantasy football stars, and it's going to feature all sorts of items. Bidding starts at $20, and there are no reserves. So just come check it out. Go to pristineauction.com. That's P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E auction.com. Use our promo code FANTASYPROS in the registration field when you sign up. You get a free $5 voucher, and that lets them know that you heard about them from us. Are we ready? Ready for number 2?
Yep.
Name a top 20 non-rookie quarterback whose inconsistency is a major red flag.
Tags.
Tags.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. Number one answer. Outstanding. 22 respondents. Pass or play, Tags?
Play.
All right. He's going for it again. Go for it.
Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones, number four answer with 11 people responding. Well done.
All right. Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, number five answer. 9 people responding. This is, oddly enough, your best performance yet on the feud, and yet you are getting destroyed. Go ahead.
I'm trying to think. Ben Roethlisberger.
Ben Roethlisberger, not correct. Not on the
really?
List.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, wow. Roethlisberger, I mean, it's not super inconsistent. I mean, he didn't play last year.
On the road and home, he's inconsistent.
That is fair. But he's consistently inconsistent, so you want to go like that. You know, not start him on the road. Start All right, one strike against you there, Tags. 3 answers left on the board.
Cam Newton, for sure.
Cam Newton, not for sure. Not on the board. Not at all. Oh, boy. All right, 3 left. Yates, are you preparing?
Yep.
All right, good.
Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray is on the board. Oof. Number 6 answer Oof. Right now.
What does he have?
Tags has not gotten the number 2 or the number 3 answer.
Okay.
But he's gotten 1, 4, 5, and 6.
Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield is on the list. Number 2. Oof. 13 respondents. Tags, I'm all right. Even if you lose, I'm very impressed with you right now. So you're doing great. And really, that's all that matters.
I'm going to lose my mind if I give it away again, though.
I know. Don't do it, man. Go ahead, man. You got 1 answer left, 1 strike left. Do it.
I mean, I'm going to go just because of last year and like what he did the previous parts of his career. I'm going to say Ryan Tannehill, but I don't necessarily think that's true.
Yeah, that is not true, actually. That is incorrect. All right. That's it. 3 strikes. Yates, once again, 1 answer left on the board. And you can steal it and get all of the points. The number 3 answer still remaining.
Daniel, would you mind repeating the question?
Actually. You don't get that. Okay, sorry. Name a top 20 non-rookie quarterback whose inconsistency is a major red flag.
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson is an excellent guess. I guessed it too. It is incorrect. However, the correct answer is Jared Goff.
Oh, that's 12. A good, damn it.
I didn't even think he was in the top 20. Jeez.
No, non-rookie. So that's the thing. He was just there.
Goff would have made
sense,
when you took out.
So Tags, that's 61 points for you because nobody got
well done,
Jared
Tags.
Goff. Well, all right, 87-61 right now, I think. I hope I've got that first number right. So 87-61, it's a close game. I love it. All right, are you ready for number 3?
Yep. Ready?
Name a top 30 wide receiver who you think is significantly underrated at the moment.
Tags.
Yates.
Tags is first. Go ahead.
Robert Woods.
Robert Woods, your number one answer. 15 total. If you've listened to this podcast, that was probably an obvious answer. Okay. Yes, Tags. Are you going to pass or play?
I'm playing.
Okay. Do it.
Calvin Ridley.
Calvin Ridley, of course. Also, our listeners, we know exactly what was going to happen. That's correct. Number 3 answer. So 8 people responded.
Juju Smith-Schuster.
Juju Smith-Schuster. Also 8 people. Number 3 or 4 answer, whatever you want to call it. Very good, Tags. You're 3 for 3 so far. 3 left.
I would be remiss if I did not say AJ Green.
You would be remiss, and you are correct. AJ Green, number 2 answer.
Wow.
He is number, yeah, 9. Only 9. I mean, so Woods 15, AJ Green 9, Calvin Ridley 8, Juju Smith-Schuster 8. Tags, you're batting 1,000. Go ahead.
I'm trying to think of some players that I've been giving crap about and people would vote for. I think Stephon Diggs is someone that people think is underrated because he's going like near like just borderline top 30, I think. I'm going to say Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs, incorrect. 1 strike against you right there. 2 left. The number 5 and 6 answers on the board.
Odell Beckham Jr. That's my opinion.
That's my opinion, too. We're both apparently wrong, at least according to our listeners. Not on the list. Not on the list. All right. 1 strike left. Name a top 30 wide receiver you think is significantly underrated at the moment. Actually, I'm sorry. That was on my list. I think he's overrated. Go ahead, Dex.
This player's borderline top 30, so I'm really concerned about answering him. Tyler Boyd.
Tyler Boyd. Incorrect. Damn. All right. 3 strikes. Yates. Up for grab. Number 5 and 6 answers. Name a top 30 wide receiver you think is significantly underrated at the moment.
I think I'm going to go with DJ Moore.
DJ Moore. Incorrect. I Woo-hoo! Thought you were going to go with the correct answer, which was DJ Shark. That is number 5, 7. And Tags, I'm a little surprised you didn't go here with DK Metcalf. Number 6.
He's actually come up the draft board to the point where I think he's actually properly valued. I thought he would have been undervalued earlier, but I thought, isn't he like now in like the top 20?
He has been rising, to be fair. I don't know where he exactly is. I remember this was at least a week ago, so when we took these responses, yeah. So he might have been something. But yeah, he is rising, but he might still be underrated. All right, Tags, 40 points for you. That puts you ahead of Yates, 101-87. This is our final round before we get to Fast Money. No double or triple points here. The game is close. There are a lot of points left here. If we double or triple points, we could put this thing out of reach one way. So this is just a straight up single point thing. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
Name an NFL team that is well positioned to lead the league in pass attempts.
Text. Yates.
Yates, I will give it.
Atlanta Falcons.
Atlanta Falcons.
That was such crap.
That was the exact same time.
I heard Tags.
Yeah, what you hear doesn't matter. Atlanta Falcons, the overwhelming number one answer, of course. 53 respondents saying yes. Top six answers on the board. Yates, what do you think? Pass or play?
I'm playing.
Do it. All right. So name an NFL team well-positioned to lead the league in pass attempts other than the Atlanta Falcons.
Carolina Panthers.
Carolina Panthers, not on the list. Not on the list. Word. Not one of the top six responses.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pittsburgh Steelers, good guess. Also not on the list. Yates.
What is going on right now?
Yates, dig deep. Take a breath. Be the man you're supposed to be. Go ahead. I want it on record that I take these before you guys do it, and I swept this one. So let's go here, man.
Buccaneers.
Buccaneers is correct. The number four answer, five respondents. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You've got two of the six.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City Chiefs, number three. Also five respondents. You're getting there. You're getting there. That was a big one. I know Tags would have had that one in his back pocket. All right, you've got three left. The number two, number five, and number six answer.
Arizona Cardinals.
Arizona Cardinals, the number two answer with 10 respondents. Absolutely right. So this is a lot of points here. This is going to be tough for whoever wins this one. You've got two left and one strike, the number five and number six answers.
I am going to... there's a lot of teams that I think can fit this.
This is where Tags gets upset that you take too long.
Yeah,
I know. I'm going to go Rams.
Rams. Very good guess. Incorrect, though. Incorrect. Tags, this might be the game. I mean, you get this one right. There are so many points here that you might put this puppy away unless Yates goes cray-cray in Fast Money. So what do you got? Number five and six answer on the board.
I'm going to stay true to what my projections have told me, is that the Bengals are going to be up there.
The Cincinnati Bengals, incorrect, not on the list. I am shocked at this one.
Wow.
The correct answer, number five, Dallas Cowboys, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Dallas Cowboys. That one seems kind of obvious to me. Number six. This one was a tougher one. I did get it, though. The Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions.
I don't see that one at all.
Yeah, I was debating between the Eagles and the Bengals, but I said the Bengals because I...
All right. You know. So you weren't close. All right. So according to my rudimentary calculation, 73 points on that one for Yates.
Yeah.
Adding on to his existing 87 points gives him, math majors carry the one, 160. Tags, this is a nearly insurmountable lead, 160 to 101 heading into Fast Money. But we don't know. I mean, there are big points available here. So before we move on, I want to tell everybody about another one of our sponsors, ButcherBox. Look, grocery stores are insane right now. It is like a two-hour experience when you get in there and you're just trying to get what you want and what you need. And after you do, you always wind up paying a ton. And even when you try, it is nearly impossible to find meat that not only tastes good, but is also high quality and humanely raised. But once my wife and I found ButcherBox, our entire life changed. Every single month, ButcherBox sends us a selection of high quality meats right to our house. Every box has between 9 and 11 pounds of meat. That's enough for 24 meals. And when you work out the price, it's like $6 a meal. It is nothing. Everything in it is packed fresh, delicious, no antibiotics or added hormones ever. And they have boxes that you can just select from, or like us, you can customize it to get more of what your picky kids are going to eat. And they have free shipping nationwide other than Alaska and Hawaii. I'm not kidding, guys. It's awesome. My wife always wants me to eat healthy, so she loves that I'm all in on their wild-caught Alaska salmon. Mark a visit to the meat counter off your list. Receive quality meats delivered right to your door now. Just go to butcherbox.com/fantasypros. That's butcherbox.com/fantasypros. I don't know how we usually do it, if the one behind goes first, if the one in front goes first, because there's no buzzing. You guys can answer the same thing. So I'm going to throw it to Tags, I guess, who's behind. Would you rather go first or second?
I'll go first.
Okay. Yates, why don't you unplug I will message you as soon as we're ready for you to come back in, okay?
Sounds good. I'm just muting. I'm not taking out my headphones because they're going to freak out. I'm muting now.
That's fine. Okay, he's muted. We don't know if this is true. Tags, you need something big here, man.
Yeah, I okay? know. Yep.
Are you ready?
Ready, man.
How many minutes before your live online draft starts do you usually enter the room?
10 minutes.
What percent of the total prize pool should the winner receive in a standard redraft league?
75%.
Name the tight end you believe is going to lead the position in touchdowns.
George Kittle.
In what round do you usually make your first, quote, risky pick of your fantasy draft?
Third round.
And finally, what is the largest number of teams you'd be comfortable having in a fantasy football league?
I think most casual people would say 12.
Okay, very good. All right, so we have that. All right, can you message Yates over here, or I will?
I can't. Even though he had his headphones still in, I don't believe his crap.
You think he's listening to you?
I do. Okay. I do. I don't trust him.
All right, message him in.
Oh, I'm so mad, though. Ugh, man.
All right, we good?
So many points that I gave away.
We're good. I know. Tags is still. He's tilting. He's tilting. All right, Yates. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, fast money. And don't take too long because Tags is going to yell. Okay, this is sort of like right off the top.
I didn't
right
take long.
Top. All right, ready?
Yep.
How many minutes before your live online draft starts do you usually enter the room?
10.
What percent of the total prize pool should the winner receive in a standard redraft league?
50.
Name the tight end you believe is going to lead the position in touchdowns.
Kelsey.
In what round do you usually make your first, quote, risky pick of your fantasy draft?
3.
What is the largest number of teams you'd be comfortable having in your fantasy football league?
14.
Okay, very good. Oh boy. All right. This is going to be tough to how you guys
feeling? As soon as I said Kelsey, I was like, crap, nope.
Okay.
Who would you have said if you took it back?
Andrews. Mark Andrews.
Oh, really? I went Kittle.
Okay. Well, we'll find out who's right. How many minutes before your live online draft starts to enter the room? Tag said 10. Yates said 10. Our listeners said 10. Everybody got the number one answer. Sorry, it's not really the normal view. We beep. 22 respondents. 5 minutes was 21, so basically almost the same. 15 minutes, 16. 30 minutes, 16. 45 plus minutes, 9. I don't know what you guys are doing. We're over there. Like, you've got 45 minutes to sit in that.
They're excited, man.
You're ready to go. We love fantasy football. 20 minutes, 7. 2 minutes, 3. 3 minutes, 2. Shout out to my 1 minute or less guys who are 2. So you both got 22 points there. It's going to be tough right there. All right. What percent of the total prize pool should the winner receive in a standard redraft league? Tagged, you said 75. Yates, you said 50. Number one answer on the board, 50 with 21 respondents. Now, Tags, to be fair, you were number two on the board, 75% with 20 respondents. So it was a difference of one.
Close.
But that didn't really matter there. That is just, that is Yates just. He's not giving it away, Tags. He's not giving it away. You said 25%, so we'll do that. There we go. 60% was 13, 70% was 13, blah, 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 went there. 100% was 5. A lot of people are just like, look, you make it through your playoffs, you get the whole prize pool. 40%, 3 respondents. Nah, man. You got to give your winner a little more, okay? It's like just, you know, avoiding obstacles all day long. You got to give at least 50, hopefully 75. All right. Name the tight end you believe is going to lead the position in touchdowns. Yates, you said Kelsey, but you really wanted to take back that pick. Glad you didn't. That's the number one answer with 34 respondents.
I locked this up, guys.
We're going through the motions right now, but it's fine. Kittle was number two, Tags, with 25 responses. Andrews, 14. Hayden Hurst was next with 5. Shout out Hayden Hurst lovers. Way to be. Jonnu Smith. Yates, I kind of thought that would be your answer. Number five answer with 3 respondents, and Zach Ertz with number 2. Okay, this is just through the motions, but let's go through it. In what round do you usually make your first risky pick of the draft? You both said the 3rd round. That was not a great answer, guys. That was the 4th on the board with 13 people agreeing with you. Round 5, number one answer with 25 respondents. Round 4, 19. Round 6, 17. Round 7, 10. So really, you guys are willing to risk it in round 3 already, huh? You're not playing it safe. All right. Well, our users, our listeners disagree with you. Okay. Final question. What's the largest number of teams you'd be comfortable having in a fantasy football league? I really appreciate it. Tag said 12. Yates said 14. I like the Tags thought about what our listeners would say, not necessarily what he would say. 12 teams is the number one answer, which is 41 respondents. Yates, you said 14. That was number two answer, 33 respondents. So that is right there with it. I'm just adding it up. Hold on, guys.
Yeah.
We know where this is.
We obviously know what happened.
We know where this is ending. So in Fast Money, by the way, 16 teams, 16 respondents, 10 or fewer, 6. 20 teams, 2. Shout out to you guys. Ready to go. in Final Money, Yates, 123 points. Tags, 121. That gives Yates the overwhelming victory. The first time. Are you showing it?
I got to go get it.
Man, you know, this is the problem, Tags. He's not prepared. How do you feel, Tags? Are you okay? Are you doing okay? Is it the blood being pulled from you?
I mean,
really
clearly, if I had that extra 5 vials or whatever of blood, then it may have helped me answer that last question and the two things that I gave away. Like, legit answered everything, and he stole so many points from me.
I know. That is the thing. This is one where you basically filled in the vast majority of things. It's true, Tags. If you would have won the pass happy team, if you could, you know, gotten into the Cowboys, Lions, fine. The Cowboys are right there for you. You would have won this puppy. Yates, are you back? Are you showing your trophy?
I'm here, man. Oh, okay. I've got it.
Yates, tell everybody how you feel. How many people do you want to thank? I mean, it's just, this is the best moment of your life or what? I realize you have a son and you've been married stuff like that.
Right, but yeah. No, this is clearly. I'm 2-0 now against Tags. Or I'm on a 2-0 streak,
wait,
I'll say.
You're on a winning streak.
No. No, that's not right, is it? Didn't
fantasy
tag?
Odd man out, and then
no, I'm talking about fantasy feud. I'm 1-1 against you.
Yeah, well, to be fair, I dragged him down in that
Dan,
probably
Dan dragged me down.
that's fair, but he did. You did win the mock draft, didn't you, Tags?
I won the last two mock drafts. Yes,
all right, that's
so
true. That's
it's
true.
Fair, but it doesn't matter, Yates. You take your victory lap. It is well earned by Tags thinking the Bengals were going to lead the league in pass attempts, which is fine. He sticks true. Look, by the way, if you like Yates's trophy, which is amazing, Tags, do you have your trophy?
I do. I do, but I can't. I don't know if I could bring it out right now.
That's fair.
I feel ashamed.
From Trophy Smack, I've got this goblet on the top of it. I might go fill that with some champagne.
Nice. Very nice. I'm currently showing my championship belt, which I have yet to actually be able to wear, but I will eventually be champion of something. And when I do, I'm going to do it. If you like them, go over to fantasypros.com/shop. We've got a lot of stuff. You see Yates and his Fantasy Bros hoodie all the time, but we also have all these belts and trophies and championship rings from Trophy Smack. They're awesome. You can now actually get a $59 championship ring free when you add a trophy or a belt and you use the promo code Fantasy Bros. Again, that's fantasypros.com/shop. Look around. It's going to be great. Guys, that was so much fun for me because obviously of the end result. I like to see Tags fail. Look, Tags, I said it at the start. We've got the fest tomorrow. Are you excited, by the way, boys? Are you ready for the giant fest that we're doing tomorrow?
Those are two separate questions. Am I excited? Yes.
I'm going to have time to lick my wounds before then. I will be ready for the live stream, and maybe I get some redemption on there. I don't know.
Okay, well, I would ask one small favor before the live stream. Tags, don't have any blood pulled from your body before we start recording, okay? Reminder, guys, that's tomorrow at noon to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, youtube.com/fantasypros, fantasy football advice all day. Subscribe to our channel. We're going to have a giveaway every hour on the hour to one lucky subscriber. So go ahead, click a button. Takes 2 seconds. Also, remember to check out our store over at fantasypros.com/shop. We have got a ton of items, including trophies and such from Trophy Smack. Get a free $59 ring with your purchase of a trophy or belt when you use the code FantasyPros at checkout. And don't forget to look at Pristine Auction. You can bid and browse for free on any one of their thousands of daily auctions. Just go to pristineauction.com. That's P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, auction.com. Use our promo code FantasyPros in the registration field when you sign up. You get a free $5 voucher, and that lets them know that you heard about them from us. And also head over to ButcherBox. Save yourself a trip to the meat counter. Get quality meats delivered right to your door. Go to butcherbox.com/fantasypros. On behalf of all of us here at Fantasy Pros, thank you for listening. Can't wait to catch you tomorrow. I just wanted you to watch me dissolve slowly in a proof of your love. But I don't even know how the chemistry works when your rules are kicking in the dirt, kicking in the sand and stirring up trouble.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge Podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.